Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the first epistle of our teacher Paul to the Christians. May his holy blessing be with us. Amen. I thank my God, I speak with thanks more than you all. Yet in the church I would rather speak five words with my understanding, that I may teach others also, than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brethren, do not be children, understanding, however, in malice be babies, but in understanding be mature. In the law it's written, with man of other tongues and other lips I will speak to this people, and yet for all that they will not hear me, says the Lord. Therefore tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to unbelievers. But profession is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. Therefore, if the whole church comes together in one place and all speak with tongues, and there come in those who are uniformed or unbelievers, will they not say that you are out of your mind? But if all prophecy and an unbeliever or an informant person comes in, he is convinced by all, he is convicted by all, and those the secrets of his heart I revealed, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you. How is it then, brethren, wherever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification. If anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be two or the most three, each in turn, and let one interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let him keep silent in church, and let him speak to himself and to God. The grace of God, the Father, be with you all. Amen.